It's the LGBT Chat Podcast, a space for LGBTQ friends and allies to share personal stories, current events, and life endeavors. Hosted by Aida Ramirez.
Yes.
Hello, lovely people of the universe. This is your host, Aida. Joining us today is Ashton, Terrence, and Kiva. What's up, people?
Hey.
Not a lot of. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We hit a snag on episode one of season two, where I don't know what happened to the last hour of our recording. But we basically just said a lot of yada yada about how grateful we were for everyone that had joined us for the first 100 episodes and how much we were impacted by the contributions of all those people, from authors to real estate people to doctors to coaches and educators and all kinds of good stuff, and all the things we learned, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So here we are. Angel is in New York. He had his nephew's graduation today, pre-K graduation. And, you know, baby dad is no longer around, his brother. And so it's a special day for them, you know, to be able to spend that day together. So he's like, you know, I'm not in the mind or headspace. So he wanted you guys to know that, and he wanted to wave hello to all of you.
Hello, Angel. We love you and miss you.
Hi, Angel. Big hugs.
Yes. Big warm hugs to Angel and his family. And my cousin, my fiance, who is also her cousin, who, you know, passed away. Terrence, you're here. You didn't RSVP. I was like, I thought it was just going to be me and Ashton today. I'm so happy to see all of you. No, this is amazing. I'm happy to see all of you.
I thought I did RSVP.
Nope, no, ma'am. Just me and Ashton.
Sorry.
No, don't apologize. I'm so happy. I was just surprised to see all of you. It's like, yes. What's going on, Terrence?
Oh, you know, Big and busy. It's so horrible in the summertime, you know. It's supposed to be my teacher time. But family stuff today. You know, we got in the streets. You see, I got a fresh cut. I'm feeling good, looking good. You know, Pride out here is Saturday. We have the Pride Parade and the celebration that's happening out here. So I'm gearing up for that. And I'm going to be doing a big part of it in regards to planning for the fun zone and the kid area and all that stuff that'll be on the Pride grounds by City Hall this year.
That's awesome. Nice. And Ashton, what are you up to?
Dog sitting.
I'm nervous.
Kiva, what's going on with you? Are you shopping for dog food?
No. So my friend, she, long story short, I have two friends that broke up recently.
Uh-oh.
And so the one has a daughter that's, her birthday was yesterday. And she called me and she's like, I want to come over and bring her. And okay, it was her birthday yesterday. And I was like, you know, of course, come over. She's been having a tough time and stuff. But then I was like, oh my God, we have to go. Because the little girl's only turning four. So Aww. We have to go get her a little gift. So I'm in Target right now trying to find a gift for a four-year-old.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I remember liking dolls, interactive things, maybe some easy board games.
Yeah. I'll find something here in a minute.
So Kiva and Ashton and I met for the first time over the weekend. I was so excited to hang out and spend some time with you guys. That was a lot of fun.
You got to get some ad libs going on, love. I feel like that needed a round of applause, like a cheer, like.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
We had a good time. And you guys left all your beer here. We don't drink, so we'll use it for the next get together.
Oh, that definitely works, because I would have put the beer in here. Thank you again. I absolutely love it.
Ah, yay. We got to make you a personalized one with your name on it.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Why didn't I think of that?
And those donuts. Those donuts were like, I was the hero when I came through the door. They're like, donuts.
But But you know what? Krispy Kreme is more than donuts. They're like a little piece of heaven. They're so like cloudy and like they're so good. But they're only good like the first 24 hours. After that, it's like,
I ate all, what was it, 8 of them, 10 of them? I ate all of them when I got home. I was drinking more, and I just, it's Krispy Kreme, you know? Krispy Kreme is amazing. I had like maybe 2 or 3 in the microwave, and then I started with that first. Then I was like, I'm not even going to do it because it's Krispy Kreme.
That's such
I
a good idea. I just killed the rest of them without it. That's such a good idea. Terrence, your stuff is on the way this week, I promise.
Okay. Thank you. I've been looking. I've been searching. No, I'm just playing.
I know. So I wanted to introduce you guys to some new segments we're going to have on season two. And a recent one I just thought of, big words. Big words you should know. I mean, every once in a while, we'll hit you with some knowledge, some education that you might enjoy. Somebody sounds a little snaggy. I don't know if it's me.
Is it me?
I don't know.
It was earlier.
Yeah, your haircut does look good. Wait, take off the headphones.
Oh, you listening?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I have to ask, how much is a mandu cost?
$30 for me. It could be $35 out here, but AJ pay much more than that. He likes to pay a lot of money for haircuts.
I don't like to pay a lot of money for haircuts, but I pay $40 for my haircut, and it is not like Houston, Texas. But still, shout out to my barber, just in case he's listening. I'm just saying.
Yeah, what's it's Fade Vegas?
Yes.
What's it called?
The Fade Barbershop.
The Fade Barbershop.
Yeah.
So does this come with like... with like warmers, with like hot towels? Does it come with like extra service? Is that an option?
Yeah, for an extra fee, it comes with a haircut and a fresh lineup with the razor and a fresh lineup on the beard. But I mean, that's really it.
So like,
it depends on your barber.
So some fixings on the face and then like the head. Listeners, if you're listening, we want to know where you're from and how much that costs on your side of town. I'd love to know what that might be like in Europe somewhere. We have 3 listeners in Germany. Shout out to the 3 of you, 3 loners. Thank you for tuning in. Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Well, she said, thank you. And I just got my snack crate from Germany.
What?
And let me tell you, it was very interesting because I had this, I don't know why it's a snack, but it was a bread with some cheese and a pepperoni in it. It was. Yeah, it's like a roll, like a Hawaiian roll with one piece of pepperoni and then the cheese in it. It was actually pretty good. The candy was good, too, but some of the candy was not. Very interesting taste buds.
Das ist sehr schön. Ich bin 28 Jahre alt. Ich komme aus Puerto Rico. And meine Tante ist sehr hässlich, is all I know how to say in German, and I know how to count to 20. But interesting you say that. I've actually been, and you know how like people sound a little foo-foo sometimes, or a little like snotty? So like my one snotty thing that I can say is that I've been to a cheese factory near the border of Germany and Switzerland. And it was like, if I can like die with any accomplishment, like that's it. That would be it. That I got to see a factory of cheese, and I got to taste all these like cool, you know, and see how they were made. And we got like a little tour. There was like a little like theater, or as fancy people say, a theater.
Theater.
With like the history of like the company or whatever. It was like the coolest thing on earth. But shout out to the 3 of you listeners in Germany. As I was mentioning, we came up with Kiva and Ashton and I came up with This Time in History, and it'll be a new segment where we just share with you some news about maybe some LGBTQI news that have happened or things that have happened throughout history. And Kiva, do you remember the other one? We talked about maybe a shout out to people in our community who are making a difference, like Terrence. Shout out to Terrence.
Oh, it was, well, I mean, we can always give Terrence a shout out, but we actually were talking about, we're going to have you're getting your Alphabet Mafia card taken away from you, or you get, I think you got like a gold card or something if you did something good. Isn't that right?
Is that yes. what we were, so you get, we were going towards? Yes. You get your LGBT card revoked. or you get acknowledgement, right? So if you've done something shameful, you're going to hear it about it. You're going to hear about it. And I'm sure there was something else, but I can't think of it.
The other thing was, and I don't have my paper with me, but we were, it was a question like, what do you think about
what do you think of this?
Or what if this happened to you kind of thing? And we were going to, kind of start trying to tackle some topics that maybe within the community that other people in the community may not understand yes. about other types of people.
Yes.
Right. Remember the story.
Yes.
That we,
so sometimes, yeah. sometimes we encounter situations that we were just like, we think the way we think about it is the way it should be, or, you know, that we just, things aren't always black and white. So we might offer some insight or some, I don't know, like another thought on how things should have gone, or, you know, why things went down the way they did. And so we'll chat about that whenever things arise. This cat is trying to sabotage the show by pressing the record button on and off. Get out of here.
Ooh, that's probably what happened to your last recording.
He's getting his LGBT chat podcast card revoked right now.
Right oh, now. Yeah.
Me?
Cat. No not cat Terrence, card.
The cat.
Oh, okay. No. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. You're here.
Yeah.
My stuff is going in and out. I don't know what's happening over here.
Oh, they have really good grilled cheese at In-N-Out. Do you guys have In-N-Out in Texas?
I think we might have one or two. It's not a big thing. And I think I've seen that on an accident. Just because I've seen them in Vegas before.
Terrence, what are you looking forward to the most for Pride this weekend?
I'm looking forward just to my part and what I'll be doing with the junior board for Pride out here. I'm doing, so there's two. So you have the parade at night, you know, that's the last thing that happened. But during the day out here, we have the celebration. So that starts at about 1 and ends like right before the parade. And so it's two halves this year. Half of it will be the adult side, and the other half will be kind of like the kid-friendly zone, because mm-hmm. that's a big thing we're trying to do out here, is have safe spaces for LGBTQ plus youth, and also for families like myself and like so many others, right, that have kids and things like that, that they want to have them to be involved. But you do want your, you know, young person to be able to be in a suitable place, you know, considering all things that come with being at a space like that. So we have that this year, and it's been there before. So I'll be in charge of that area. So we have about 30 volunteers to help manage that area. So I've been working on getting that buckled down, and I'm excited about that. Just being able to see that come to life. I like planning. I love planning and seeing things through. So.
That's my jam.
I'm excited
about. Terrence gets the first gold card.
Yes. Yes. We don't
this
have.
This man is like, every time we talk with you, we learn like more wonderful things. I want to come and give you a kiss.
Oh, kisses.
Smooches.
Keith, we talked about this, Keith. What did we talk about? No.
Yeah, we legit had a whole conversation, Terrence, about how you were his friend and.
Oh yeah,
and that's it.
Yes. Like, we're not allowed.
We're not allowed to claim you as a new friend.
All, you know how it is, but you know how it is.
And you know what I have to say, right? Like, this is a democracy. This ain't Russia. Yes. You don't get to claim anything. Okay, you didn't birth him. You didn't marry him. He's his own person. He is his own person, Ashton.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, though. Exactly. We're on the same page.
Fine. Be like that, Terry.
No, but someone, we just have to agree is all. We have to agree.
Okay. All right.
You know.
Cool.
We agree with everyone here on this wonderful podcast. We're all good friends. I can't wait to be even closer friends with everyone here.
Yay. So I wanted to share.
AJ gives permission.
I wanted to share a word with you guys. It's called, the word is parsimonious. Parsimonious. and it's an adjective. It describes somebody who's stingy, and it's someone who is exceptionally frugal or thrifty, and could be considered parsimonious. The old man's parsimonious ways were legend. It is said that in a lifetime of restaurant dining, he never once picked up a check. That would be me, guys. if I can find a coupon, even if it's at the dollar store, I'm kidding. I've never done that. But if I knew that there were, I probably would use them.
You should.
So that's me.
It's amazing.
That's me.
That's not me.
You're not frugal?
No, not like that. And I also don't like clutter. So I don't know where I would be keeping those coupons at.
Oh, no. But you can keep them on your phone. You can just search for them on like Google. Like before you pay, I'm online. I'm like, wait, can I save 50 cents on this?
I don't even like that. I even deleted the Chick-fil-A app the other day. It was taking up too much room on my phone. I'm the same way on the phone as I am in the home.
I hear you.
Listen, the Chuck E. Cheese, though, Chuck E. Cheese for a very long period of time had those coupons that were better than when you actually went to Chuck E. Cheese. So, I was all in it. I was always making sure I got those. You know, I'm not frugal either, but for the Chuck E. Cheese, I was, because, you know, that's robbery.
Now, I have returned things and been like, I saw this cheaper somewhere. Can you give me the I wouldn't go out of my way to do that. But if I was already going to the store and I knew that I found a cheaper price, like, I'd bring it with me. But if I can save a dime, I will. Literally. Ashton, what are you up to? Oh, I'm finding out. I emailed my supervisor about the books to see if it was okay to just grab a whole bulk and bring them over. I didn't want to just like steal, you know, even though they're throwing them out. Like, I just needed to confirm that it was okay.
Right. You don't steal.
Yeah.
I got a question.
The books that I kept a couple of books for my daughter, there were specific books that I wanted to have for her. So I kept some of those, and the rest of them are actually in my office. After I visit on today, you know, there's just a lot of things that are going to be going on. We're going to be getting them a new playground and getting the pool and everything set up. So I definitely want those books if you can bring them over.
Of course.
And I'm also trying to do something, you know, kind of like, I don't know if they do them in Las Vegas, but growing up in the South, we used to have, when we would be out of school, right? You would go to the library during the summertime and they would have like different things going on. Like they would have someone that would come and that would like read. Maybe they would read in an accent, or maybe they would like just read. So I'm actually trying to look within the community and see if someone wants to come and do that so that I could plan the event for July. Because again, July's event is not going to be a pool party. They already got the pool party. So now it's going to be educational, and school starts in August out here. I think they said it starts a little bit earlier than it normally
does. For us, it starts August 11th.
And that's normal. That's sooner than what it normally is, right?
No clue.
Because one of my residents was like, they said it normally starts after a little toward the end of August. So I just felt that it would kind of be, you know, pretty cool to the kids have enjoyed their summertime, and just, you're already at your house because you live at your house. You know, you're already in the community, just to come to the leasing office. And our clubhouse is pretty big. And I don't think that many kids are going to show up, because they're still going to be kids. But just to come to the leasing office and, you know, have someone have like a reading session, and we'll have some, I'll get them some cool
snacks. If you ever need to hire entertainment, I do face painting and balloon animals.
Really?
Yeah. I used to do clown gigs in New York. And
we would definitely have to talk about that then, for sure.
I know a lot of, and you know what's interesting? Rather than kids being afraid of like the clown, it would be the adults. Like, it was mostly the adults that had the trauma. Back then I used to smoke, and I remember trying to bum like a lighter from somebody while I was dressed in my clown suit. Probably not the most appropriate thing around kids, but it was like outside the building kind of thing. And the lady literally like jumped on the person next to her to like get away from me. And I'm like, damn, like, I can't even smoke a cigarette in this outfit. No.
Listen, Stephen King did a number on our gym. We didn't have all these graphics and everything else at the time when we were growing up, you know, so the first original It, and people really have phobias of clowns. Like, that truly was a thing. So, I would have laughed, because I'm not afraid of them. But
it wouldn't have been funny, but it is kind of crazy to see people's reactions to clowns because it's even grown and we know it's not real, but we still have that reaction to it.
I was in the subway dressed up as a clown once, and there was this little boy. It was the day of the Halloween parade in New York. They do this big thing in the city. And this little boy, I was pissed. Like, I just had an argument with somebody, and I'm sitting on the step waiting for the stupid train late at night. It's super hot and there's a lot of people, and I was like emotionally like disturbed, and this little kid is yelling at me from across the platform, "Smile, smile." It was like the most hysterical thing ever. It was hysterical. This kid was just yelling from across the platform. I'll never forget his little face. But in any event, so Kiva's shopping.
So here's what I think I'm going to get. Okay. Tell me what you think. She's going to be turning 4 or 5. I can't remember which.
What?
It is a paint your own unicorn and friends. Personalize 3 projects with colorful paints. Make it sparkle with glitter, gemstones, and more.
That
you think
cool.
A little girl would like that?
I would love that.
Well, you want me to get you one? I'll get one and bring it over.
That's okay.
My daughter will love that for sure. She definitely will love that. You don't want to get anything with like 50,000 beads, because I hated when people would give her the Lisa, what is it, Lisa Frank, or like anything with 50,000 beads. It would drive me crazy. Like, there was nothing else you could just give her money. Yeah. Just give her money.
Let her pick her own thing, right? Kiva, are you at the Target over here on Eastern?
Yes, I am. You need anything?
No. Yeah, I was just wondering.
I have a question.
Yes.
Question. Well, it's a topic. It's a thought. It's on my mind, so I want to ask. It is. Can I ask, Anna?
Do your thing.
Okay. Okay, great. It is about the term gay agenda, which I don't like the term. I don't really see what's the purpose of saying that. You know, and typically maybe I ignore it. I don't know if I'm just biased, maybe even, as opposed to some of my friends, my, you know, straight, you know, partners and stuff like that, that, you know, think about these things probably from a different place. But look, I was watching TV over the weekend, and then I had an aha moment, like, I don't know. I went from I don't know. I was watching, y'all heard The Umbrella Academy on Netflix. Anybody watch that?
Yes.
What is it?
Yeah, I watch it.
The Umbrella Academy. Okay, they came out with a 3rd season, right? And so I was really excited about it. Fonda, the one that killed everybody, you know, because she had emotional problems and didn't understand her power. Well, in the 3rd season that just came out, she is a trans man, right? She has herself like as Vonda the first 2 episodes, and then she freaking comes back, and then she like got a haircut, and then she's like, "I got something to tell y'all." I'm
Elliot Victor. Page.
I don't know her real name. I just know her. She's Vonda, the little short one.
Yeah, Elliot,
the most powerful one. Yeah, so then that happened. And so they did a real good job by respecting Victor and everything throughout the rest of the episodes. So that was something that stood out. And then the Buzz Lightyear movie, where his best friend, he keeps going up with his flight test and coming back down. And then the friend, every time he comes down, she's like further along in life. I don't know if y'all seen the news on that. So that's a hot topic as well right now. And eventually, she's a little older. She does have a son, but then she also she's a lesbian. At the end of the clip there. And so, you know, they're saying, do you think that this is appropriate for like the kid movies? So I don't know. I do know that it is a topic that probably could be discussed or should be discussed. I mean, it could be like a real thing. But what is the why behind it? And what is the thing that I guess maybe those that are involved in maybe Hollywood are trying to accomplish with it? I like to think that is a positive thing with us having more visibility, just us, I would say, in our community, just being able to be more visible.
So
on regular screen stuff.
So with Ellen Page, for a long time, she's been suffering with like wanting to transition, right? Like she's been suffering with keeping that quiet, being closeted about that. So she's recently transitioned and she's recently made it public. And so I think it's commendable from like the writers and the producers of the show to be able to adjust the storyline to to add her in. Do you know what I mean? Whereas in like maybe a few years back, they would have been like, oh, well, get a new actress. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, well, definitely. You have to deal with it and just, you know, put on a wig and pretend you're a girl for the next mm-hmm. season, you know? So yes. like for them to be able to adjust. And I do get what you're saying, Terrence. It's nothing to agree or disagree with. It's just the way things are. I feel, and we were talking about this when we met, right? That a lot of people are using the rainbow or LGBTQ characters to get viewers, to just get money from the LGBTQ plus community. Like, oh, we'll add a gay mm-hmm. viewer. Maybe we'll have more people watch this just because there's a gay narrative in the story now, you know? So I don't know. I feel like I don't like those movies that do that. Or those organizations that do that, that as soon as June comes around, they'll start posting the gay flag outside their doors or their establishments, right. you know. I don't think I know in this case that they were just adjusting to her personal, you know, to what was going on with her.
I would like to chime in on this topic. And it irritates me that when you said gay agenda, like my eyeballs like rolled out of my head around the aisle and then back into my head. Because I really look, I grew up, we all grew up watching you know, having a nuclear family straight person agenda in every single thing that passed in front of our eyes, from television to, you know, something right. in the store. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm not straight. Right. Mm-hmm. So what you see is not what you see. What these children are seeing is normalizing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with normalizing. Mm-hmm. It's not saying that, look, there's certain types of people that I just don't like, you know, that I meet them and there's certain qualities about a person that I just don't like. We're not saying that everybody and their kids has to be our friends. We're not saying that their kids have to be gay. But what we are saying is that if you are, it is normal, mm-hmm. you know, and you know what? We got too many young kids killing themselves over this kind of stuff that we can't, you know, screw you too. We got too many kids killing themselves over this kind of stuff. And people are going to sit here and be assholes and be like, oh, well, you have an agenda and you're trying to harm our children. No, we're not.
Right. You're right. We grew up watching heterosexual relationships on TV, and that didn't make us any straighter. You know, so mm-hmm. I saw a meme recently, now that you mentioned us killing each other, about I think it was a lawmaker talking about how she's going to try to stop every like any drag queens to kind of like read for children. I think that something was happening back east where there were like drag queens doing readings. They would come in and like read a book to children or whatever. She was going to try to ban this, and I'm like, and then the lady was like, yeah, as long as they're not carrying a weapon, right? Like if they're carrying a weapon and they're in drag, it's all cool and fine and dandy. Because
what if they're carrying a weapon? What kind of, like a gun?
No. But basically she was just saying that it's okay for people to have weapons in school, but it's not okay for people to come in and drag. Like the normalization of things, right? Like, how are you worried about drags coming in and reading to our children, somebody in costume, right? But you're not concerned about people having access to weapons that they shouldn't be, you know? She was just dragging out that comparison, and I said it wrongly, so I apologize for the confusion.
I'll add two things. One, you said about the, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, this Wi-Fi. When you were saying about the watching the TV and the storylines being of, you know, those, you know, that are straight, you know, well before our time. But we still, gays still watch TV, you know, and didn't have a problem with watching TV and watching their storyline. So I think that I hate to see people say things like, you know, with the gay agenda to kind of stigmatize it in that kind of way. Mm-hmm. When, like you all said, I like the word normalizing, right? I think that that's what's happening. And if it was normal then for us to watch you on TV, those that are our straight counterparts on TV, and we endured that without having any representation on TV, then I don't see what's so wrong with having us be able to see ourselves on TV. Because I'd rather enjoy watching shows that have a queer vibe to it or some kind of storyline that seems like I can relate to it in that way. I enjoy those things. And I look for them, too, to watch because I like it. And there was something else I want to add. Oh, and then the second thing I wanted to add to that, where you mentioned the drag queens and reading, that's something that we're going to be doing in Pride in the celebration where I was talking about a little bit earlier downtown. This is going to be my first time seeing this in action, y'all. So
hey,
let's
go.
I'm excited about it. Let's see the queens read to these kids. Can't wait to see that in action. I'll take some pictures I can share with y'all.
Definitely. I learned today what drag actually means. Does anyone else, before I say what it means, know what it means?
Go for it.
No, it is dressed resembling a girl. That's what drag means.
And we've had a few drag queens on the show too. Get Maxi LaWau back on the show because she's awesome. She's a graphic designer and she's also working on an animated film. She's been on the show before. She's amazing.
Awesome. I know I watched Monroe Flame. So I followed her on Instagram and she does drag. She has not fully transitioned. So, you know, the pronouns are he, she, they, them. I recently watched when she was on The Breakfast Club and she said one of the things about our community is that, touching on what you guys are saying, is that it's not our business what straight people or heterosexual people do in their bedroom, you know, and it's not their business what we do in ours. And she said one of the biggest things that she feels in the community is that we don't try and force it. We don't try and force acceptance on the straight community, but we kind of sort of do. And I was listening to it and watching it, and I was like, okay, I want to see where you're going with the points on this, right? Mm-hmm. And she was actually making some very valid points. At the end of the day, yes, we all want acceptance. That has nothing to do with gender. That has nothing to do with sexual orientation. Yeah. It has nothing to do with that, you know, but it becomes, people start to push back when you start to force it down them, you know, when they already feel or have their own disposition on it and we go extra and try and force it on them, it only makes them push back. And she was very clear and she was like, you know, listen, my life is going to go on. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to live my life regardless. And that's just what it is. I'm still going in my transition. So for me, there's still like a lot of moving parts that are going on. And one of those moving parts is that as open as I am about my journey, because it's on YouTube and because it's on my social sites, at the same time, it's like a catch-22 because and now being in a relationship with a cis woman who identified as a straight woman, you know, I don't necessarily want to have these conversations with her family about my transition, because then I feel like it just complicates things. I feel like now there's questions and now it's confusion and now it's everything else. And I don't want to, I think I'm at the point to where I just want it to just flow naturally. And if we get to that conversation, then we get to that conversation. If we don't, then, you know, we don't. I don't want to force feed anything down anyone's throat, you know, but I'm at the same time still going to live my life and still be happy and still live unapologetically. Like, that's just kind of, you know, where it is. And I've seen the quotes and the posts. I think the Proud family has something going on with them because I literally unfriended some friends on Facebook. So if you're listening, this is why you were unfriended, because of the comment that you put with the Proud family and feeling like the gay agenda was being forced. It wasn't being forced, but we live in a different time now. We live in a very, we don't have to be quiet. We don't have to hide who we are. We don't have to live under a rock. We don't have to be ashamed. We don't have to worry about something happening to us. We have a very large community. And for most companies, they're on the bandwagon because we have disposable income. So they want that. You know, they want to cater
to our community to get a game, but we don't have to be quiet about who we are, and we shouldn't be. Now, if you, because I know we have listeners everywhere, if you live in a country where, you know, like an option is death, like you can't, then wait, no, we're not, I'm not saying go and be gun ho. You should definitely be mindful of where you are, but in the country that we currently live in, we don't have to, we don't have those same fears per se. And we can just be open and unapologetic about who we are. And if people don't like it, oh well. Like, Keep it moving.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this country, that we don't have to like things. We just have to be, we should be, we don't have to, but we should be decent human beings and just have basic human decency.
We should be.
I think a better term for gay agenda, based on what I've heard here today, I think it should be called normalizing differences. I think that'd be a better term, a better way of putting
it's that. Beautiful.
Because it really identifies with what's happening right now with that. And I like to think that back, if you think further back into the 1900s, early 1900s, when we started to have more Black filmmakers and more Black actors and actresses, right, being on in white casts and those kind of things. I'm sure that as that transition in Hollywood started to be a thing, I'm sure that at that time, whites were looking like, what is this Black agenda? You know, every show I look on, they're trying to add a Black one in there, you know, and that kind of thing. So I think anytime when there's change and transition, it just feels.
Yeah. And, you know, it's something I noticed with like one of my favorite shows. Well, I don't know if it was one of my favorite, but with Friends, was the lack of diversity. And I know some of the cast members there fought for that. There are one or two or three, maybe a handful of colored people on the show. But it was like such a big hit. And then to know that it was such a big hit and there was no inclusion, you know, no diversity, it both hurts my feelings. And I don't know.
You know, how I feel about it. Karen, you made a good point, because that's what was in my mind too, is like, this is kind of the same thing. When they talk about the gay agenda, that's what it reminds me of, is like, you know, the same, and it's probably the same damn people, you know, who are like, oh, you know, what's this, you know, Black agenda, you know, why are they all in our media? Just like you said, and that, you know, that's, yeah, I mean, and it's just not, it's not a thing in, you know, people, it's people, it's like adult people in their own, racist or you know, prejudiced ways is what the problem is.
When people say, oh, there's always, they're trying to add a gay character here or there, or they're trying to show a Black or white character here or there, it's because there's been there's been a significant disproportionate disparity when it comes to, you know, it's because for a long time there were no shows with gay people, with colored people. So there is, now that there's diversity and that there's an option, of course, you know, that's going to happen. And that should be celebrated, not critiqued, you know?
Definitely. We talked about this on Sunday. We talked about how, you know, the diversity, and that's so important. None of us are the same. None of us are the same. And it's so important to have every single person be able to speak for not only your community, but a community of people speaking for and representing, you know, who you are. We we spoke on this, and it's so crazy how the universe is working, because I don't know if you or Keith have been noticing, but literally everything that we talked about on a Sunday has found its way into the podcast on today. And I think it's very beautiful. But that is only confirmation that there's many people that are thinking like this and feeling like this. So I'm glad that we were able to do this today and put that out there.
For sure.
And hey, Ashton, I want to say something to you while you were talking about your personal thing and dealing with your girlfriend's family and stuff like that. There's a lady, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of her. Her name is Brené Brown, and she does a lot of talks. She got famous when she did this TED talk once, but she always says that, you know, it's important to remember that not everybody deserves to hear your story, and you get to decide who gets to hear your story. and you're never obligated to that. And I think that what you do on social media by putting yourself out there and sharing your journey is like inspirational for other people who might be in your same position, like today, there where you were a couple years ago, you know, yeah. And for them to be able to follow you, you know, that provides inspiration. And so, you know, you've chosen to share that story in that respect, but you don't have to, you know, you don't, I have a friend that, female to male trans that I've known since I was a teenager. And one day I posted a picture of us back when we were like, you know, in our late teens, and, you know, immediately, like, I got a message, don't tag me on that, you know, didn't want, you know, that's how he chooses to live his life. He does not want to go back to that, you know, and explain that to me and how that was, you know, it's almost like traumatic mm-hmm. for him to even have those discussions, you know, like, I'm a man, that's it. You know, I don't. And so everybody has their different ways of approaching it, you know, and like you said, we all are different and we have to, you know, learn from each other and respect each other. But not everybody deserves to hear your story.
Most definitely. And I know we were talking, you know, the other day about the situations and we were just being able to have a come to Jesus moment where we're able to talk about, you know, different, how perception and everything else can definitely be perceived. I share my story simply because you guys know I try and be positive the most of the time. It's not easy. It's not an easy journey. And every single one of us, we make up the LGBTQIA. Like, we all make up that part of it. And we all have different struggles and everything else. And my only thing with transitioning is not only is it just going from, you know, your sexual orientation when you're transitioning, you're putting things in your body, you know, your body and the chemicals and everything else is like fighting against it. And the suicide rate is actually very high. It's high on both ends. The mental health issues are on both ends. So me sharing my journey was important to not only people that don't understand transitioning and really understand what that means, but also to have other people that are transitioning know that you're heard and you're validated. And every day isn't great. Every day isn't beautiful. I struggle with things just like the typical person does, you know, but you have to fight and you have to push through that. But you are absolutely correct. Everyone doesn't deserve that part of your story or that part of you. Mm-hmm. I 1,000% agree with you, Keith. 1,000%. And I can't wait to the next episodes when we can dive in and we can have the conversation like the one that we had on Sunday. With the Facebook situation, because I feel that that's very important.
For sure.
And I feel that, you know, everything that we talked about in that, even when you mentioning the past, I feel like all of that is a warranted, necessary conversation that I would love for all of us to be able to talk about from our own perspectives and the things that we felt with that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I learned something from you on Sunday sitting at the table, you know, and I think it is important to share those kind of lessons with others.
Of course. And that's why we're here. I wanted to tell you guys that, like you said, not everyone's worthy of your story. And I cringe whenever I hear people asking stupid questions, like, who's the man in the relationship? Or, you know, like, we're in the year 2022. Yeah, we're in the year 2022. You know, have some, like, common... I don't know, like, you can't fix stupid, right? But, and you can't teach, what's the word I'm looking for?
Tact?
No. My
Etiquette?
Point is, no. Yeah, you can't help certain things, right? But, like, if you're unsure if you should ask something, that right there in itself is telling you that maybe you shouldn't ask, right? Like, if you're not right. close to somebody enough that you know, the certain things you say and certain things that you don't, and you got to know your boundaries and who you're asking those things to. I think it's okay to ask, like, hey, I feel like I don't know too much about the subject, you know, and I feel like I'm close to you well enough that I can ask you, like, how does this work? You know, as long as it's not a personal question, like, it's okay to ask questions if you're close with somebody. But to just, like, up front, go ahead and ask dumb questions to people you just met, that's a stupid, ignorant, and it's just, it's hurtful.
You can't teach sensitivity?
No.
No.
That ain't it either.
I'm gonna be the
common sense. Common sense is the word I was dissenting. Looking for.
I won't be the dissenting opinion on that one. I am like, and maybe this comes from, you know, I had a 26-year career where I was pretty much almost always the only woman in the group, you know, and you know, I feel with comments like that or questions like that. People say those things, you know how like if you've got children or if they say that when you tickle somebody, even though they're laughing, that's actually a form of pain. That's considered a form of pain. And so I think when someone comes along and they say, oh, you know, who's the man in the relationship? Hey, yeah, it does. It shows their ignorance, and ignorance is not necessarily a bad word. It's how you handle your ignorance, you know, right. And a lot of people don't know how to handle their ignorance, you know, and they really do want to know. Somebody that's got to be the man. And so I welcome those kind of questions. And I mean, I have men in my life today who I consider like fathers to me or close friends that I've made along the way because I'm very open. To, you know, yeah, I see what's going on here. You need educated. Mm-hmm. You know, education is the biggest deterrent or the biggest way to get rid of things like fear and racism and
but not at the expense of hurting other people. You know what I mean? Like, first, A, think before you speak. B, know who you're talking to. Like, if it's somebody close to you, Kiba, by all means, go ahead and ask all the ignorant, dumb questions you want to ask. If it's somebody that I'm close to, right? Like, I allow that from my sister. I allow that from close friends. But if you're just a coworker and I just met you or just like, you know, an associate or somebody that I know of, it's not okay for you to ask me questions like, oh, you're gay because you were hurt. You know, are you gay? Because you know what I mean. Like, it just
there's you haven't met. You haven't. You ain't been with the right man yet. You ain't been with the right man yet.
Or what happened to you? What happened to you when you were a child? Like, did somebody touch you?
What is your trauma?
No, that's not the deal. And even I'm gonna go take it a step further. And hey, if my cousin is listening, and you're listening, and you know what it is, in my transition, don't ask me about my private area,
right?
And to see it like that, we're blood, we're kinfolk. Like, you know what it looks like, you know what the anatomy looks like. Wow. So, why would you ask me that? Like, I say that on all of my videos. I'm so willing to share any and everything, but I am not willing to share that because one, that's not your business, and two, you know what the anatomy looks like. So, don't be ignorant. Like, really, don't. Be ignorant.
So let's name that episode 4. Don't be ignorant. We'll title that on our next episode, and we can tackle this further. This has been wonderful. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, Terrence. Thank you again for being part of the show today and for joining us, Kiva. You're amazing. This woman saved our grass. Okay, she came in here and she fixed our sprinkler system, and I'm sure I could have figured it out. You know, I'm sure I could have just Googled it, but she was so graceful and she was amazing. She was like, "Oh, here, this is what you do. This is what you do next time." So thank you so much for being an educator to me.
You did it very quickly. Happy.
Word.
I've been responsible for launching rockets into space. I'm pretty sure I can fix your your sprinklers.
Yeah, wait, I have to say,
very humble.
I know you're driving and you're not really looking at the screen, but thank you. Aww. Because I purified them and I'm gonna charge them on the next full moon. I absolutely love them. Thank you for bringing them back to me. I thank you.
Hey, remind me, send me a text, remind me. There's a new moon thing that I'll share with you.
Yankees tied the game, by the way. Sorry.
I'll send it to you. It's a new moon thing. But
I got you. And I'll send it back to you.
All right. All right.
All right, guys. Any other words of wisdom before we go? We met Carl, by the way. Shout out to Carl in Texas. Thanks for waving. Join us next time, Carl. Don't be shy.
That's good, nephew.
Yeah. He was trying to say hey to AJ. Yeah, but hey, just my last words, because I wanted to get it in. So I'm going to say it when we get off of here, one or two. But we were saying what was ignorant and dumb and the questions that we should ask. I don't want to extend the conversation. I just mostly just make a statement. Okay. But when we say ignorant, remember that ignorant is just the lack of knowing, and dumb is subjective. Yes. So what we think about on our end and how we receive things might not be the same way that they perceive their end, and they might not know where the borderline is in this area.
Wait.
As an alternative lifestyle of what they can do. Oh, you can hear me now?
You froze a little bit there, but it might not be what they perceive.
Yes, it might not be what they perceive. So we got to have some open-mindedness, too, on our end. We can't just shut down what we think that they should be able to access. We want allies in them, and we want everyone to come together. We have to leave a door open for these crazy questions to be able to be asked. So there has to be a sense of...
Perception, I guess. A way to be open to these things. I guess because I've been hurt by these questions, Terrence, and it's, again, it's from where they're coming from, right? Like your cousin asking you questions about your personal anatomy, right? Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, it depends who it is.
Other than that, now that one I didn't agree with. That was, yeah, I do agree that there's a line that doesn't have anything to do with gender or sexuality. It's just disrespectful, period, when you ask someone about their genitals in that way and those kind of things. Like, you know, that's just not adult, really, to try to have that kind of conversation, even with a relative.
And I live with my trauma on edge. Like, it's on surface. Like, to be perfectly honest with you guys, like, it's something that I think that affects me every day that I think about. Mm-hmm. Where sometimes it hits me so hard, Terrence, that I can smell, that I can feel certain things that happened while I was being abused. So when somebody comes to me that I'm not close to, like, I don't like being touched, right? By people that I don't know. When somebody touches me, that's already crossing a boundary. But if you're going to come to me and you're going to touch me and you're going to touch my trauma, that's going to affect me times 10. You're going to ask me about, oh, what happened to you? Or who's, you know what I mean? Like, that's already, you don't know what people are going through. So to act and to speak without thinking, or speak about who you're, and I'm repeating myself, I'm so sorry, because yes, all those things are true, like Kiva said, like Taryn said, we have to leave space for educating the people that have these questions. But again, you have to know who you're asking them to, and you have to have tact. And if it's somebody that's close to me, like my cousin or somebody that I've known for a long time, and they ask me something ignorant, I'm gonna educate them, you know. Like I had and we spoke about this with Angel. I had my godmother tell me, but you do she tells me just like this. She's like, you do realize that, you know, you have a mental disorder, because it's not normal to be gay and to have the kind of sexual thoughts and your sexual orientation. Like, you understand that that's not normal. And this is a woman in her 60s telling me this. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
So at that moment, like, the best way I can educate her, I told her, I'm like, I can't believe how close-minded you are and how ignorant you are to this subject. And I'd like to tell you more about it. But this is not the time. Like, this was a family gathering. I'm like, this is not the time for us to have this conversation. So, I mean, I laughed, and I laughed so hard I cried. And then those tears turned into sorrow. And we have to know what we're saying and to who we're saying it, right? Just have some tact and think before you speak. That's all I'm saying. But yes, you're right, Terrence. You're right, Kiva. We have to leave the door open and some space for those ignorant questions and comments. But I don't know.
Probably the reason that your grandmother said that, I don't know if you know this or not, but it used to be classified as an actual mental health disorder.
It did, which is why they had tried to do conversion therapy and everything else. So, I mean, you know, and again, that comes with, though, Keith, not being educated, you know, that comes with just saying, oh, something's wrong with you. It's a disorder. This is what this is, without identifying or really understanding. first off, guys, though, like we talked about on Sunday, this is not new under the sun at all. They presumed that Abe was bisexual. And when I was doing the research to do the history thing for, you know, what we're going to be talking about,
honestly,
I came across a lot of things from history. This is not new under the sun whatsoever. You have kings and queens who were trying to make the person that they loved that was of the same sex gods, and kings and queens also.
Yes.
But it wasn't understood as that. This is not something that is new. And what we feel sexually and what we feel as people and gender identifying, that is a part of human and makeup and genetics and anatomy that has been from the beginning, just like everything else, you know? So it's really ignorance at the end of the day of you either using religion or not understanding something that you don't understand. That's what it is. So I agree with you. I don't feel like it was that.
We need to talk more about this maybe in the next episode, but I really have to go. But thank you again so much for opening your stories and contributing your experiences to our audience. So I appreciate you guys so much. And hey, little man, I hope you're enjoying that sandwich over there. it looks yummy. Akiva, I hope you have an amazing party get together with your friend. I hope she's okay. Until next time, everybody, happy trails, guys. I'll leave you with your with
happy
our,
trails
with our outro.
All right, you guys have a good one. I'll talk soon. See you Friday.
Thanks for listening to the LGBT chat. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, the grass is always greener where you water it. Till next time.